You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
When the Netflix documentary about Tiger King hit the airwaves, it was a lot of entertainment for a lot of people. But it's not just entertainment for one family that is still looking for their missing dad. A lot's happening on the Tiger King train. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us at Fox Nation and SiriusXM 111. First of all, take a listen to this. Carol Baskin, the nemesis of Joe Exotic, as he calls himself, the Tiger King, she's set to take over his tiger preserve at any minute. And now she is a star on Dancing with the Stars, dressed up in her signature garb and actually saying, quote, "Get ready, you cool cats and kittens." Okay, brace yourself. Take a listen to our friends at ABC.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
My life got turned upside down by the documentary Tiger King. If somebody had told me last year that I was going to be on season 29, Dancing with the Stars, I would have laughed out loud.
I have absolutely zero dance experience. I need to get in tip-top catfighting shape. I've been practicing. I've been using virtual reality to try and firm up everything.
Isn't that fun? It's so fun.
Howie.
Don't go.
Firm up everything. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad I heard that. But what I'd really like to know is, where is Don Lewis, Carol Baskin's former husband, who mysteriously disappeared? Guys, let me introduce to you our all-star panel. With me, a special guest, the Lewis family lawyer with Phillips and Hunt, committed to justice at floridajustice.com, John Phillips. Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst, joining us out of Beverly Hills. You can find her at drbethanymarshall.com. Director and founder of the Cold Case Research Institute, forensics expert Cheryl McCollum, and crimeonline.com investigative reporter Nicole Parton. First of all, to you, John Phillips, I understand that the Lewis family interrupted the program with a commercial asking for help in solving Don's disappearance, what I believe to be his murder, and offering a $100,000 reward.
That's true.
Why?
Yeah, so you know how the scales balance. There needs to be something on both sides. And so you heard the narrative. Carol never would have said Don Lewis's name. And the family said, look, if we can't get on the show, if we can't put Don Lewis's name on the show, we'll get it in between the show. We'll get it in a commercial. And so they did a call to action that aired in the Tampa market and other markets around Florida. And it for 36 hours has made Don Lewis the talk of Dancing with the Stars. And that's what was most important.
Very shrewd indeed, John Phillips. You don't win all those cases for nothing. I can see that. Guys, take a listen to the commercial that aired on Dancing with the Stars. Listen.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family. And to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
That ad aired during Dancing with the Stars in multiple markets. For those of you that don't know, this entire investigation was reignited with the Netflix series on Tiger King, aka Joe Exotic. His nemesis, Carol Baskin. Of course, he threatened to kill her. He shot a doll or blew up a doll on TV that represented her. It went on and on and on between the two of them. Now she is set to seize control of his Tiger compound as he sits behind bars convicted of his antics against Carol Baskin, along with mistreatment of animals. But there's a backstory to this. It's the story of Don Lewis, who goes mysteriously absent while married to Carol Baskin. The truth or his body has never been found. Tip line 646-450-6530 or Hillsborough Sheriff 813-247-8200. Back to you, John Phillips, a Lewis family lawyer. What happened on the day that Don Lewis goes missing?
We don't even know what day he went missing. So Ann McQueen, his longtime assistant, last saw him that Friday, and he was set to go tell Carol that he was done. She had been violent with him. He had filed a restraining order that had been denied months prior. He was going to divorce her and possibly leave and go to Costa Rica. He's never seen from again. And he checks in with Ann about every day. She didn't hear from him through Saturday, Sunday. Carol has a story that she saw him Monday morning. Nobody's seen him after that. And he's gone. Immediately, they start fighting over his assets, and Carol seizes his trailer, which were all inconsistent with what you'd do if you thought somebody was just going to return.
You know what? And you're absolutely right about that. I want to follow up on that with you, Cheryl McCollum, director of the Cold Case Research Institute. If my husband, he's on a business trip right now in your neck of the woods, John Phillips, if he didn't come home tonight when he said he was going to come home, I would rush to the bank to try to find out what assets he has that I don't know about. Where's the will? That would not be my first move.
Not at all, Nancy. And the other thing that people sometimes don't connect is she ran into her brother that is in law enforcement. He was a sheriff's deputy. This guy, to me, has been MIA. Why in the world would he not take lead in finding answers of what happened to his brother-in-law? As you know, Nancy, the first thing we have to do is figure out whether or not a crime was committed. So either he was kidnapped, he was murdered, or he took a powder and bounced, you know, faked his own death. But you've got to prove that.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Once again, everybody, thank you for being with us here at Fox Nation Series XM 111. Once again, the story of Joe Exotic, not his real name, it's Joe Maldonado Passage. He's sitting behind bars for threats on the life of Carol Baskin. And I'm not saying that's wrong. He has recently asked for a pardon from President Trump. He's had COVID behind bars. And now he's saying he's been sex assaulted behind bars and shown pictures of his hands. They look raw. Guys, it's all been brought back to the forefront because Carol Baskin has not just disappeared and gone away. She's starring on Dancing with the Stars. And what I want to find out is, will it reignite the investigation into the disappearance of her husband, Don, many, many years ago? I want to go through those facts. And Cheryl McCollum, you were just throwing out a lot of theories. And when people do that, especially on the stand, I force them to follow their theories through to their logical conclusions. So one of the theories you threw out there is that he faked his death or his disappearance. For what? Let's just follow that through. For what? He did not go to his farm and his home in Costa Rica. He's not there. So what's your theory? What's he living under a bridge somewhere by choice? Let's follow through your theory.
I want to be perfectly clear. Not my theory, but some people have said that. But again, he had two passports.
Yep.
He had a briefcase that had a false bottom, right? He had a briefcase that had a false bottom. But again, did he have a third passport? Was this his way of getting away from Carol because he couldn't get the restraining order? Did he want out of this marriage that bad that he didn't know any other way to do it?
Hold on. John Phillips, you're the Lewis family lawyer. That is a line of BS. Now, I don't know if they taught you that at your law school, but that's a technical legal term. BS. This guy did not fake his disappearance and leave all that money on the table. H-E-L-L,
bachelor,
no.
Bachelor of, oh, I can't say that word. Yeah, you're right. He would not have left his family. He would not have left his loved ones. And more important, this guy that literally sold horse manure and cars and built up $1 million enterprise on tax deed sales would not have left all the cash that he had around the house. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash. He just wouldn't have done it. And so those theories and have completely disappeared in the social media area for 23 years.
No, he's dead.
He's dead.
To you, again, John Phillips, what did you find, if anything, unusual about Carol Baskin's behavior at the time Don goes missing?
Oh, it's all erratic. And she's got so many, you know, when a hurricane comes through, there's the spaghetti models. She's created spaghetti models for everything, including some things we know pretty much not to be true. The whole meat grinder theory, we don't believe that he was meat ground. But the thing is, she lied and said she only had a household meat grinder instead of the one we know that they towed behind a golf cart. So why lie about it? Except, you know, there's this whole thing about reasonable doubt. I guess if there's so many stories out there, you can't convict her. But
well, I found it very unusual that she started securing all of his assets, put a lock on his office so his longtime assistant couldn't get in there. When she did get in there, all of the legal documents were gone. I would not think
she had to use a fake power of attorney to even do that. The power of attorney has a trace signature of Don Lewis from his marriage certificate. And even in our lawsuit, since we filed it, Susan Arnoff Bradshaw said she wasn't there. She didn't sign that POA. It's an invalid POA, but Carol used it to seize assets, to take control, be a co-conservator of the estate, and guide herself into millions of dollars.
And how quickly after his disappearance was she doing the making the financial maneuvers?
Days.
To Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst, joining me out of Beverly Hills at drbethanymarshall.com. Weigh in, Bethany.
Reminds me of all the stories we've covered together where a child goes missing, the police go to the house, and all the baby toys and baby pictures are thrown in the trash, like minutes later, as if that person's life was not worth anything. I think that Carol is what we call histrionic, meaning people that are histrionic have rapidly fluctuating emotions that appear deep in nature, but they're not deep at all. They're just very attention-getting. So the thing about the meat grinder and then the fake POA and breaking into the office and everything she's done is much more attention-getting than putting the focus on the life of her most likely deceased husband, Don Lewis. She is dancing on his grave right now. If you lost a beloved husband, would you go on Dancing with the Stars, just dancing around and completely oblivious to the loss of your husband? Would you be estranged with your husband's children? No, you would not. I think it's very strange that his car was left in the parking lot of a small airport and that there was nothing to indicate that he ever got on a plane and flew out of town. That indicates that something happened in and around where Don Lewis lived.
Even at this hour, seemingly another suspect or at least person of interest has arisen. In the meantime, Carol Baskin dancing on Dancing with the Stars to Eye of the Tiger, dressed in her usual garb. As all of this is swirling, she is set to take over Joe Exotic Maldonado Passage's Tiger Kingdom that made him famous. I want to circle back to the fact to you, Nicole Parton, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter. At the time Don Lemon goes missing, do you remember that night? Carol Baskin is driving around town between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. She said to get milk for one of the tiger cubs, for one of the animals. She gets a flat tire or has some kind of car trouble and is spotted by no one less than her own brother, who is on local law enforcement, with a partner. Tell me what happened.
Right. So there's this strange story that she's out at 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning driving around looking for milk. First of all, if you run a place where you're caring for tigers and tiger cubs and kittens, you would have those things on hand, I would imagine. That's your field of expertise. But she claims she's out looking for milk to feed one of these kittens, has a flat, runs into the family member and another member of law enforcement, fails to mention anything about her husband, fails to mention that she's out riding around and that things are going awry. And this family member of hers fails later to mention to authorities, oh, I just happened to run into her at 2 to 3 a.m. last night. The following day, she's reporting her husband missing, but this guy sweeps it under the rug and never even mentions to authorities, oh, yeah, I happened to see her out last night.
You know, Cheryl McCollum, you can't make a murder case based on demeanor or odd behavior. There's got to be a lot more than that. What do you make of it?
Well, we don't have a body, but let me tell you what we do have. We have the fact that after he goes missing, she does not contact his adult daughters and ex-wife looking for him and asking for their help to find him. She doesn't go to law enforcement and demand a search party, demand volunteers show up, offer, you know, a reward, go on TV every night looking for him. She has his phone cut off. She cuts off his cell phone. Who does that? Thinking he might be held captive somewhere or hit his head or having a health issue, he can't even contact her. She takes all the paperwork. She starts making money moves. I mean, Nancy, the van was left in such a weird way. His keys and briefcase were inside of it, but it's not only parked at a small airport. It's parked at an airport of a man that he had a business deal that went south with. He would have never gone to that airport. He would have never used that airport, ever. And then again, I'm going to go back to the restraining order that he tried to get against Carol. On top of that, you've got documents that appear to experts to be forged, including the power of attorney, that no attorney in the United States has been able to tell us that they added in the event of my death or I go missing. Nobody thinks they're going to go missing.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, in the recent days, Carol Baskin has appeared on Dancing with the Stars and it has reignited the search for her long-missing husband, Don Lewis. Also, during this interval, has another person of interest emerged. Take a listen to our friend Richard Schlesinger at 48 Hours.
He was basically a jack-of-all-trades, his right-hand man. And then after Don Lewis disappeared, he went and worked with Carol Baskin.
He was driving one of Don's vans, Don's blue van.
Trish Farr Payne was married to Kenny for 5 years. This is her first television interview. She says 2 days before Don Lewis was reported missing, Farr came home with Don Lewis's van, and inside, there was a pile of guns.
He said, help me carry these in. We carried them in. We put them under the bed. We put them in the closet. We put them in the little bathroom we had in our room. I was like, whoa, where did you get these? He said, listen, I'm hanging on to these right now for Carol. But he said, Don's gone. And I don't want you talking about him.
Did you ask him what he meant by Don's gone?
No, not right then, because he would blow up real easy at me, and I just didn't question it.
Later that week, she heard on the news that Don had gone missing.
You're hearing our friend Richard Schlesinger at 48 Hours has a new person of interest emerged in the disappearance of Don Lewis. All of this brought to a head yet again. In addition to the Netflix series Tiger King, Joe Exotic still behind bars right now asking for a presidential pardon and claiming that he has been sex assaulted behind bars. As Carol Baskin dances the night away on Dancing with the Stars, Kenny Farr was Don Lewis's right-hand man, according to sources. And after he disappears, is it true he began working for Carol Baskin immediately, showing up at his own home with guns? belonging to Don Lewis. Before Lewis's disappearance even hits the airwaves, he tells his wife, Don is gone. Take a listen to Richard Schlesinger.
Everything started kind of coming together. Kenny's got Don's van. Kenny's got Don's guns. Don's gone. And I knew Don was gone the day before he supposedly was missing. Something wasn't right.
She says she was too afraid to ask Kenny, but it was hard to ignore some very strange things, like the large freezer with a padlock that she says appeared on their porch around the time Don disappeared. And then, she says, the freezer vanished.
How long after Don disappeared did the freezer disappear?
About a week after Don disappeared.
But Trish says she waited years to tell police about her suspicions.
I was afraid for my kids. You know, I had my kids. I was afraid for them. I was more afraid for them than anything.
If you have information, the tip line 646-450-6530 or Hillsborough Sheriff 813-247-8200. To John Phillips, the Don Lewis family lawyer representing all of his children and grandchildren, what do you make of this new development, a potential person of interest?
Nancy, it's really important. I've sat down and talked to Trish, formerly Trish Farr, Kenny Farr's ex-wife, and it's really important to note that that call, that conversation she had with her husband, Kenny, was before, the day before, Carol reported him missing. Carol last saw him. So Kenny says, if you believe the story, Kenny says Don's gone, he's disappeared. But Carol says she saw him the next day, and so that's impossible. That those two facts cannot exist in the same container of space. So I've sat down with Trish. She was super reputable. There's no question in my mind she believes what she's saying. And we've named Kenny Farr in our Pure Bill of Discovery to investigate that aspect. There's another clip in that 48 hours interview that's super compelling as well. I don't know if you're going to get to that.
You know, you just said you named him in your what?
It's a Pure Bill of Discovery. So under Florida law, you can obviously sue for damages or you can sue for information. And people don't use it very often. It's pretty rare. But we have sued here for information to compel depositions, interrogatory subpoenas, to try to determine if there was enough fraud that we can open up some of the statutes of limitations. We're not dependent on that because Carol has this daily vlog she issues that's defaming everybody involved every single day. And she comments on every post that's made. So she's just digging her own mess. But it's, either way, she's going to wind up sitting for a deposition and have to explain this. But we've
who
named Kenny
Farr.
Who are
you suing for information, John Phillips? And yes, that is very, very rarely used. Suing to get information, not suing for money. That's what we normally hear about. Who are you suing to get information, John Phillips?
We've named Susan Arnoff Bradshaw. So she was the key witness on the power of attorney.
Right.
That's now saying she wasn't there. She didn't sign that. She said that in her answer to our petition. And so that's a big deal. She's saying that POA wasn't real. We sued Kenny Farr to find out about the story you just heard. If we can date that Kenny knew he disappeared before Carol said he disappeared, we have a serious problem. And then Trish also talks about Kenny once using violence on her and saying, I'm going to put you in the meat grinder like I did Don Lewis.
So, you know, Cheryl McCollum, at this point, I think the best thing to do, since nobody asked me, is what I always did. Throw them both in the same pot to stew until this happens. They start pointing at each other and somebody blurts out the truth. Try to get a deal.
Nancy, I have a list in my head of great legal moments. And one is when you call the canine as a witness. Brilliant. The other is when
I give the dog all the credit on that one. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it was brilliant. The other is when Jack Mallard got Wayne Williams to explode on the stand.
Yep.
And the latest one is when the Don Lewis family, along with their attorney, John Phillips, had an ad put in the middle of the TV during Dancing with the Stars. Pure brilliance. Because the person that should be talking about what happened to Don Lewis ain't doing it. The person that should be begging for help from Sheriff Conister ain't doing it. The family has championed this, along with Ann McQueen and some other vital people. There is a social media group headed by Ripperjack, and they are taking care of business. And I'm just telling you, Sheriff Conister and Corporal Garcia need to sit down and everybody show their cards. There's some good information out there, Nancy, and it needs to come to the surface.
Well, what I think John Phillips is doing is the right path. If he can get a hold of this guy that could be a potential POI, person of interest, take a listen to more of Richard Schlesinger.
She says he made that one threat that was especially frightening and bizarre and maybe revealing.
Kenny had threatened to put me into grinders. He said, if you try to leave me again, I'm going to put you in the grinder like I did Don.
I'm sorry, he said what?
He said, if you try to leave me again, I will put you in the grinder like I did Don.
In a meat grinder?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you thought when he said that?
I thought he was telling the truth. I knew deep down that Kenny has some part in Don's not ever coming back. I knew then for sure.
3 years after Don went missing, in the midst of her divorce from Kenny Farr, Trish says she finally told the police everything. Kenny Farr told us this morning Trish's story is, quote, an outlandish lie, unquote.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Guys, as another potential person of interest emerges, what is happening with the investigation and what is happening with the Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic, behind bars? Take a listen to this.
In his latest bid for a presidential pardon, Tiger King's Joe Exotic is now claiming he's been sexually assaulted by prison guards. According to TMZ, who broke the story, the disgraced former zookeeper, whose real name is Joseph Maldonado, has written an extended letter to President Donald Trump making a case for why he thinks he should be granted a pardon. In the reportedly 257-page plea to the president, Maldonado says that in Oklahoma's Grady County Jail, he was, quote, sexually assaulted by jail staff, beat up and tied in a chair to the point that the skin came off my arms. For the record, he's been transferred to a federal prison in Fort Worth, Texas. Maldonado has also claimed that, quote, if you're gay, you're not allowed in the TV room to watch TV either. You're treated the same as sex offenders by the inmates. In an email, he stated, I was locked in a room naked for 8 days, sleeping on a cold metal shelf on the floor with dried feces and sperm on it from so many others before me. There is no mental health here. It's just abuse. The jail has denied that Maldonado was harmed.
Straight out to Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst, joining us from Beverly Hills at drbethanymarshall.com. You see the stark dichotomy between Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin. And I'm not saying that Joe Exotic was innocent. He should have gone to jail for threatening to kill Carol Baskin and mistreatment of animals. A jury agreed. But to see her on Dancing with the Stars when the disappearance of her husband, Don Lewis, has never been resolved is quite the contrast. Do you agree?
I agree it's a contrast, and Carol Baskin is one of these perpetrators who seems to always rise to the top, and we think of her as just having one potential victim, Don Lewis, her late husband. But perpetrators like Carol Baskin have multiple victims. There is never just one victim. There's Joe Maldonado, even though, you know, he's not a saint. There's Don Lewis's secretary, his two lovely daughters that have probably paid their own money for this commercial. And who knows who else out there, maybe even Carol Baskin's brother, the patrol officer who was on patrol that night, covers for his sister, and then what happens to his career. So there's a ripple effect in terms of her offending pattern. Now, we just know about what's happening to Joe Maldonado because he has put this statement out to President Trump, and we know that high net worth individuals like to find other high net worth individuals and then to publicize their affiliations. So maybe that's what Joe Maldonado is doing. But we do know that Carol Baskin is dancing her way not only over her husband's grave, but over everybody's life around her.
To Nicole Parton, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter, is it true that Carol Baskin is set to take over the Tiger King's Tiger Preserve?
That's true, Nancy. The Wynwood Exotic Animal Park, formerly Joe Exotic's Park, went to Jeff Lowe. Jeff Lowe lost his license, and a judge then ordered the property to be given to Carol, and we expect that to happen any day. And I also want to add, here in my local market in Florida, the family's commercial on Dancing with the Stars aired, and that was the showstopper of the night. That was the greatest move for that first Dancing with the Stars episode.
Wait till you see the next one.
So, John Phillips, is there going to be another commercial in the middle of Dancing with the Stars?
We're working out what we're going to do, but the intention, you know, these things are expensive, and the family just can't keep shelling out and keep up. We can't afford a national ad. We can't afford much, but there is an intention to put more messaging out every time we've got to hear, you know, Carol Baskin appear and not mention Don Lewis. Don Lewis's name needs to be a part of the narrative at all times if we're going to talk about Carol Baskin.
Well, somebody's still making money off Joe Exotic. Take a listen to this.
It seems like the public just can't get enough of Tiger King star Joe Exotic. His line of designer underwear, some sporting his face over the groin area, sold out immediately when it launched earlier this month, raking in $50,000 in online sales. The top seller in his revenge collection with Oh Dangerous appears to be the limited edition Casket Baskin boxer brief, which depicts blood red ice cream in a cone. Let's listen to part of the ad.
Seeing your husband, boyfriend, fiance in those nasty tidy whities or them droopy boxer drawers? Have I got the product for you today. Jazz them up and get them on your wild side with exclusive Tiger King underwear.
And they are everywhere. Oh Dangerous just put up 3 billboards in Mexico pushing the Revenge collection.
Somebody's making money off Joe Exotic by putting out the Joe Exotic underwear with, let's just say, meaningful messages across the crotch in another arena of the courthouse. Take a listen to Chase Horn, KFOR News 4.
Owner of the GW Zoo, Jeff Lowe, still has until October before Carol Baskin takes over the property. But this week, the zoo posted on its Facebook page that the park is closed to the public, effective immediately.
Guys, you gotta go.
From across the street?
Across the street, sir. Yes, sir.
Why from across the, street?
Because, well, I'm gonna call the police.
The doors may be closed, but minutes after we showed up to the GW Zoo, zookeeper Eric Coey came outside telling us to leave.
Sir, we're across the street. We're not on your property.
Dude, you gotta go.
We're across the street.
The announcement came in this Facebook post, the GW Zoo saying they have decided to close the old zoo effective immediately. This after the USDA announced it was suspending owner Jeff Lowe's exhibitor's license for 21 days. The USDA sending us a statement that says, in part, Lowe may not conduct regulated activity during the suspension. After the 21-day suspension, APHIS will evaluate the status of the animals at the facility and determine next steps.
Seemingly, they have until October before the preserve is taken over. At this hour, Kenny Farr, the former handyman to Carol Baskin, as well as Carol Baskin herself, insists they are innocent and had nothing to do with the disappearance of Don Lewis. Back to you, John Phillips, the Lewis family lawyer. Does Don's family believe, in any condition, under any condition, he would remain absent from the lives of his children for this long?
Absolutely not. Donna, the eldest daughter, saw him the Father's Day before he went missing. So months before he went missing, Don had a wonderful relationship with his kids. I mean, certainly adult kids kind of move on sometimes, but he maintained in close contact with his kids, loved his grandkids, had met his young grandkids at that time. And there's just no plausible scenario that Don would walk away for 23 years and nobody find him.
John Phillips, he's dead. And do you, Cheryl McCollum, it was not by natural causes. What's your best scenario, Cheryl? What happened?
Best scenario is you follow the money. Who benefited? There's only one person that has benefited financially from this. And this person, in an ad for Dancing with the Stars, when asked about her choreography, of all the phrases she could have chosen, she selected to say, "I'm killing it."
Again, Baskin insists she's innocent. Tip line, 813-247-8200. We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.